Nutritionists have informed us that breakfast is a crucial meal in order for people to be productive during the day. Quite often, adults reach for a cup of coffee and hopefully supplement that with something of nutritional value. One of the old standbys that can provide proper sustenance is a bowl of cereal. Two major halachic questions are mentioned concerning cereal. First, what is the appropriate blessing to be recited both before and after consuming the cereal? Second, should one be concerned about Bishul Yisrael and Pas Yisrael during the cooking process? Let us understand how cereals are produced. The first grain cereals were produced by Dr. John Kellogg at the end of the 19th century. His brother, William, commercialized the product. In order to make cereal, the grain seeds are either cut, rolled, or ground. Afterwards, the grain is cooked and becomes a dough. The next step is forming the dough into pieces of various shapes, appearances, and textures. Then the product is dried since it contains too much moisture. Subsequently, the product is flaked, extruded, or puffed. Afterwards, the flavors, vitamins, and minerals are added. Some cereals are toasted in order to obtain a crispy taste. Now we will return to the first halachic question that was posed. What are the proper brachos that are recited prior to eating and subsequent to eating the cereal? A mizonos is said before consuming the cereal if the product contains any of the five grains, wheat, oats, barley, spelt, and rye. The bracha of mizonos would also be said if rice is a primary ingredient. Even though rice is not one of the five grains, yet a mizonos is recited prior to eating a rice product. There are instances whereby a mizonos would not be said, even if the aforementioned five grains are part of the cereal. If they are just ladabek, they merely act as a binding agent, then they would be serving a minor role in the composition, in the makeup of the cereal, and a mizonos would not be recited. In addition, there are cereals that contain wheat and oats as the primary ingredients, yet a mizonos is not said. The reason for this anomaly is because they are whole grains that have not been cooked. Consequently, the bracha would be a bori pri adoma. If a mizonos is not recited, then two other options remain, shakoni abidvaro or bori pri adoma. For example, if corn is a main ingredient and it is ground up, then a shakol is said. However, if corn pieces compose the cereal, then a bori pri adoma is recited. Milk mixed with cereal does not require its own shakol, since the milk is just added to make it more palatable. However, if the addition of the milk is for its own value, then a shakol must be said for the milk as well. Similarly, if fruit is eaten with the cereal, a bracha is not recited for the fruit. However, if the main intent is for the fruit, then a separate bracha is required for them. The bracha achrona, the blessing recited after eating, usually corresponds to the bracha rishona, the blessing recited prior to eating. If a shakol or bori pri adoma were said, then a bori nefoshos should be recited. However, if a mizonos were said, then an alamichya is necessary. The exception is if the cereal's main component is rice. Even though a mizonos was said prior to consumption, yet a bori nefoshos is recited at the conclusion of the meal. As we discussed earlier, rice is different. Even though its bracha rishona is a mizonos, yet its bracha achrona is a bori nefoshos. The next major question is the determination if the halachos of Pas Yisrael and Bishul Yisrael affect the manufacture of cereals. We mentioned earlier that during the cereal production, there is a drying phase. Should the drying segment be viewed as baking or just removal of moisture? If it is defined as baking, then the individuals who are strict about Pas Yisrael would refrain from eating this item, unless the requirements of Pas Yisrael would be implemented. However, if the drying procedure is not viewed as baking, but merely removing the moisture, then the halachos of Pas Yisrael would not be applicable. It seems that based on the method of production, the drying of the product does not bake the item, but just removes the moisture, and therefore the need for the application of Pas Yisrael is negated. In addition, since cereal lacks a tzuras hapas, then we have another reason why it is not catalogued under the rubric of Pas Yisrael. Thus, halachically, the process is not one of baking, but rather it is viewed as cooking. And since the cereal is cooked, does the halacha of Bisha Yisrael apply? Bisha Yisrael is applicable if the food item cannot be in raw, or it is food fit for a king, for a special occasion. If cereal is categorized accordingly, then the laws of Bisha Yisrael must be implemented. However, it is generally accepted that Bisha Yisrael is not applicable for cereal, since it is Eino Ole al Shulchan Melochim. It is not a food item fit for the king's table. Cereal is not served at special functions, such as a state dinner or a wedding. So therefore, the need for Bisha Yisrael is obviated.